Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for information on the upcoming Time Machine Nationals on Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Bring out the whole family for funny cars, jet cars, wheel standers, and nitro cars.
Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. It's the 5 o'clock hour. Appreciate you hanging out on your way home from work. We take you home 2 to 6 weekdays. Wendy's Big Show. I'm Bill Baby Tau Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, riding shotgun, Leap 36, Leroy Butler, and Gary Ellerson as well. Here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. If you missed it, we'll bring our Ross Tucker conversation back at 5:35. A Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane, plenty of time for you at 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, as well as Facebook and Twitter at the same spot, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sparky, last night, this really, when you ask about Brewers baseball, when I say 2019 Brewers baseball, you say what? Now, I know you brought this conversation to the Josh Hader front a couple of days ago.
Yep.
When Josh blew up in D.C. on that Saturday
gave
night.
Gave up a run.
Was able to then get himself out in 4 extra innings, and the Brewers were able to win the game. This is my answer, what we saw last night. Like, if I was going to say 2019 Brewers baseball, it would be this from Fox Sports Wisconsin.
There go the runners. Garrett deals in a swing and a little lazy pop-up. Long run, and that is going to fall. And three runs are going to score, and Fowler goes to second base. Boy, what a disaster that was.
I'm not quite sure what Brawny was doing out there in left. I think he thought that somebody from the infield was going to get it.
At play last night in the bottom half of the sixth inning after the Brewers score for the first time in the series, they play two to take a 2-1 lead in the top half of the sixth. Jeremy Jeffress comes in, immediately gives up two hits and a hit batter, loads the bases up, no outs, bring in Alex Claudio. He does his job, gets an out quickly. Then we'll go and play matchups, go grab Junior Guerra, and that was where it ended as he gets an out, forces an opportunity to then get out of the inning, and a ball falls right in between Ryan Braun, Hernan Perez, and Orlando Arcia in the Bermuda Triangle. And the game was pretty much over at that point as it's 5-2. It felt like it was 50-2.
You talked to Ryan Braun after the game. Ryan Braun says, hey, well, you know, I probably should have dove for that ball. That should have been my ball. I should have went and got it. Then talked to Perez after the game. What does he say? Somebody's got to call it. Nobody called it. That's the problem. They teach you that in youth baseball, right? I got it. I got it. Even if it's not I got it, it's Perez going, dude, I'm not going to catch it. And Braun going, I got it then. Somebody say something. Somebody talk. All three running after a ball, all thinking somebody else is going to get it. Nobody saying a word. That's just basic stuff. I mean, this is should not be happening at the professional baseball level. I'm sorry. That should not happen. And when you're talking about a team trying to compete for a division title or a wild card or whatever, that type of stuff shouldn't be happening. So you start talking about, you know, how you describe the 2019 Brewers. Disappointing. In the fact that this offensive lineup hasn't really been one of the best offenses in baseball. Before this season started, we all on the big show, for the most part, talked about the fact that this team was just going to be able to go out there and hit home runs and outscore teams. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Minnesota Twins have done, hitting all the home runs they've hit. That's kind of what you thought the Brewers were going to be. And then Aguilar stinks. Travis Shaw stinks. He's been in the minors twice. Aguilar's in Tampa now. I mean, all of this plays out. You lose your closer before the year, and you're never, ever, ever able to get somebody else to get into that role to let Hader go back to the role he's in. And then you fast forward in the season, now Hader is having issues, and he's got himself in a slump at the absolute worst time that you could have a slump right now with this team trying to stay in the division race. So for me, it's definitely disappointing.
I wish there was a way that you could, something you could put your finger on. There was some explanation for why this offense, in the configuration that it is, just has not produced. The way that it stacks up, the names and the back of the baseball cards of all those players show what the offense should be, and for some reason, it just has not worked out. I don't know why. I can't know how. I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if it's preparation, well, if it's something else, but it's just, it has not worked.
Again, we've talked about this until we're blue in the face, but you changed coaches off of this coaching staff after being a game away from the World Series. You changed Derek Johnson from pitching coach. You changed Lee Tunnell from the guy that ran a pretty damn good bullpen at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
You took both of them, gone. They both go to Cincinnati together. And then Darnell Coles decides he don't want to be here, so he goes to Arizona. Now, Darnell Coles, before everybody says, oh, they should have kept Darnell Coles. Have you, if not more, wanted Darnell Coles gone at some point? Anyhow.
Thank you. Last year, we took a lot of phone calls in the middle of the summer saying, Darnell Coles stinks. What does he do? How is he still the coach on this
team? So to say now that, well, they should have kept Darnell Coles, well, I don't know. My only point to it is when you're a game away from the World Series, in my opinion, you keep everybody intact and you try to go back again next year. You did it with your team on the field for the most part outside of your bullpen like Swarzak and some of these other guys you didn't bring back, Cedeno. But from a coaching staff perspective, figure it out, dude. Suck it up with whatever the money was that Derek Johnson wanted. Pay the man and let's move on. You undervalued how good he was, and now here you sit.
You're in a situation, too, where Craig Counsell visibly upset last night in the clubhouse, and they continued to show him in the dugout last night, especially after the ball that falls in between Braun and Perez. You could see, like, the frustration on Craig's face as he grabs the bullpen phone, calls down to Carsey, and he's like, well, I don't know what we're going to do, so just
hold
Pomeranz, tell him to stop. He's going to figure out, Guerra's going to have to get out of this thing.
And you see him walk over and tell him, stop.
Right, just, all right, we're going to stop. And then this was a very dejected Craig Counsell after the game last night.
We've got to play better. We're not winning games at a good enough clip to think about the playoffs right now. So that's what has to change. You know, we're still well within striking distance standings-wise. That's really not a concern with this many games left. But we got to play better. You know, we're three games above 500, I believe. That's not good enough. We've got to, you know, figure out a way to win more baseball games. We've got to play better. We've got to do a lot of things better, you know, to expect to be a playoff team and to expect to be in this thing till the end and play some meaningful games. So, you know, standings-wise, we're in good shape. You know, we're within striking distance. But I think we all need to increase our level of productivity here to get things moving in the right direction.
With all due respect to his good shape stuff, you're two games over 500. You're four games out. And you are, what, about a month and a half left to go in the baseball
36
season.
36 games, yeah.
Four games seems okay if you're playing well. Four games seems like a mountain when you're not playing well. And this team hasn't been playing well as of late, figuring out ways to lose baseball games for the most part. If it's not hitting, then it's pitching. If it's not the starting pitching, then it's the bullpen losing games. If those two things are going well, then you can't score a run in a baseball game. You just can't get your mojo going across the board for any substantial length of time, and you are in a brutal stretch of the schedule right now, Billy, and this is the absolute wrong time to start playing bad.
You are in a bad, bad part of the schedule, as you're going to see the Cardinals here now seven times.
Well,
through the middle of September.
Thing?
Well, right, and that's the thing. You get the guys that you're playing.
Yeah, you control your own destiny.
That you're chasing. But for what you've done against these teams lately, Leroy, the last five games you've played against the St. Louis Cardinals, you have now lost. The last three games you've played, or four games against the Chicago Cubs, you have lost. So there's definitely some fear in Brewers fans' eyes of what we've seen now against these teams that you're chasing. But for you, as the former pro athlete in the building, one, you hear Craig Counsell talk right there, we just need to play better. This is going to fall on us to end up getting this thing done. But to see and encapsulate the Brewers 2019 season, when I say Brewers baseball in 2019, you say what?
I don't know. I really don't.
Because it's been tough to put a word to it.
But I don't give up on my team. I don't believe in done clubs, and I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I just don't. I'm with you when you're good, you're one game away, and I'm with you when you're four games out. Is that blind loyalty? It might be. But sometimes fans react a little bit different. I mean, a lot of fans really thought one game away, this was the year. And it still can be. I mean, you just don't give up. I mean, win five straight, and the Cardinals lose three or four straight. And, you know, it's a lot of ifs in there, but that's the way if you're coaching, when you play so many games, you have to think like that. You just can't overreact. Because I really thought that Josh Hader would be out, lights out. But the guy's giving up a lot of home runs. And I really thought they would average with this lineup any night they could score 6 to 7 runs. Did I think they could always, at any time give up 14? Yes.
Have you ever been on a team where, like Steve and I were saying, you look at the names on the roster, you look at the back of the baseball cards, everybody expected this to be one of the most potent offenses in baseball, right? Have you ever been on a team where, like, doesn't matter what goes right, who's playing well at one time, something just never clicks throughout the entirety of the season?
Yeah, it happens like that, but I think it's individual performances, though. I think the team is the team. I mean, because Gio going 5 innings, I'm okay with that, 1 earned.
No doubt.
He did his job.
Yeah, for sure he did.
But you don't have to use 26 guys in every game. You got to use every game. You got to use so many guys. So sooner or later, they were going to get to Albers. But a couple of games ago, he looked it all right. I mean, at one point, Freddy Peralta looked like your closer. Now he's somewhere. I don't even know where he at. He's just gone. Gone is gone.
Because you can't put him in big games. That's just the craziest part about it.
I expected the pitcher not to be that great. I really did. But, I mean, if you look at the numbers, you know, Hauser, 376, 5-5. I'm okay with that. No one thought he was going to be an ace. But in my mind, I'm thinking, hey, man, listen, you got to go out there and beat Wainwright. And, you know, Wainwright used to be the man, okay? You got to go out there and put up 5-6 innings, you know, 1 earned run maybe, and we should be able to win these games. The season starts today. You're in playoff mode. You have to do that, guys. If you don't do that, every time you do the post-game show, it's going to be like just sitting there.
Sad.
Grandma just shaking her leg because they're just so nervous.
Yes.
It's like that. But
do that quite often, yeah.
Last year, when they got to the 7th and 8th inning, they were beating everybody. 7th, 8th, 9th, we had it all set up great, but they were scoring a lot of runs.
Yeah, no doubt.
Guys were hitting.
Mm-hmm, big time.
So guys need to come up and runners in RISP, R-I-S-P, deliver.
And second to last with runners in scoring position is one of the main reasons why this
and
Brewers
errors,
team has not
man,
been able to finish
out. Just like Keston Harris sometimes, man, can't even hit the first base, man. See, that all that, how much can you really put on the manager with that, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And I like Grisham, but you can't go 0-5.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't.
And Christian Yelich has, since the back flared up a little bit on Yelich, he's starting to come down to earth a little bit.
He can do whatever he wants.
Right. At some point after 120 games, my back is going to start tightening up from carrying you boys for the better part of 4 months.
Hitting a lot of balls, but I'm not giving up on this team. They're just too good to give up on. Whether you recognize these names or not, they're too good for this.
That's the right lane. When I say 2019 Brewers baseball, you say what? In the center lane for today, is Aaron Rodgers still an elite quarterback? Pro Football Focus puts out their rankings of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and Aaron Rodgers comes up.
Get your t-shirt together, Steve.
4. He is in a group of that he leads. Number 4, Aaron Rodgers, followed by Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, and Baker Mayfield to round out the top 10. They're in tier 2, as they describe here on Pro Football
Focus.
Give it
to me one more time.
Quarterbacks who can move the chains, take care of the football, more likely to elevate teammates, achieve high-end production, even with lesser casts.
Okay.
That's Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan. I don't know exactly why he's there above Ben Roethlisberger, but okay. Then Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, and Baker Mayfield.
Where's Stafford?
I can't figure it out. I can't figure out why Matt Ryan's there and Matthew Stafford's not. That's just
and they're going by team performance too. A
sure.
lot of those teams, but you know, Stafford's just a volume guy. I mean,
Matthew Stafford comes in at 15 on this list, ranked with Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Stafford, and then Cam Newton, Dak Prescott, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Now who should be getting a lot more scrutiny would be Cam Newton, a guy who's a former MVP and took his team to the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
And hasn't been able to get back up. This shouldn't be an issue. And when you think about Andrew Luck, who's always hurt, but last year got his team in the playoffs. Last year, Patrick Mahomes did something. I don't know if he can do it again, but Aaron Rodgers, to me, if he's in 1 and 2 tier, that means you got an opportunity to win games. I don't think you should really care about what somebody else is saying. I'm not big on this particular site, but I'm not going to attack everybody that puts out a story about Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Aaron Rodgers should care. He really shouldn't. He just go and play. But But for the people, and Steve brought up the point about Brett Favre. Steve, get into your point about Brett Favre. Because Brett Favre, you said, didn't have to go through this kind of slander, you know, when he threw a pick or something. Because you remember he threw the six?
Well, people didn't like Brett Favre because of the interceptions. We knew but why they didn't like Brett. Right. Get it. Oh, I want Matt Hasselbeck. Okay,
right,
I understand.
Right. You remember
too
that?
Many interceptions.
Yes.
But I don't understand why people dig their heels in on this dude. Like, he doesn't throw picks. He doesn't turn over the ball. Doesn't necessarily cost you games.
Sure.
There is something about this dude that rubs people the wrong way. And that people dig their heels in, and no matter what he does, he still sucks. Like, I don't care.
No, I don't think they people suck. Say suck, but they don't like his record.
You
last...
hear some of the calls we had earlier?
Well, that's their opinion, but
that's
no
what
one
saying.
Says he's bad. But I think people would think about winning big games, your winning record in the playoffs, and losing it to Kaepernick and Russell Wilson and these guys, and winning Super Bowl. You yourself say you should win more than one Super Bowl. I mean, it's just that's what people expect. I know how hard it is to win a Super Bowl. I do.
As really a Super Bowl champion.
I mean, and then played in two, and I'm thinking we can win it again. But the coach leave, this guy leave, this guy leaves. Aaron's talent. Now, if Aaron would have kept every guy on the Sports Illustrated together, if they all would have stayed together, they just until now, I mean, JaMychal Finley would be in his 12th year, whatever, then you can honestly say, man, he should probably win, you know, multiple Super Bowls. But when you're trying to play as much as possible, and I would say he had great protection to the left, adequate protection to the right, and so-so up the middle. The guy's been going through a lot, but people expect for you, when you ever say you're the best at something, they expect more. And those are the people that say Brett Favre has won Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers has won Super Bowl. Well, you can't have it both ways. Is that true or not? Should he have more Super Bowls?
And both should.
That's what I'm saying.
Brett and Aaron Rodgers both should have more Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Brett, see, now this is going to be the difference,
too.
But when you talk
Brett
about fan bases
and
here.
Never missed a game.
Hold on. When you talk about fan bases.
Yeah.
We're going to see how this plays out. Because I got young dude over here, baby Tosh, right?
Mm.
Brett Favre, we trust. Brett Favre is
that's
all
his
that.
Guy.
His
that's
favorite
his guy.
Player of all time, right?
All time.
All time. That's
one
his
of my
guy.
Favorites. He's my favorite, too. Want to ring
okay.
with him. I'm a little biased, but.
There are a bunch of people that's still their guy.
Yeah.
We get further along here, 5, 10 years, and we start having the conversation of Brett versus Aaron. And if they both have one Super Bowl, even though Aaron has less interceptions, better quarterback rating, everything else, people are going to go Brett Favre.
Can I say this, though, Steve?
Watch.
I will say this. Brett Favre fans never – we didn't have social media like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, you could have been
Brett
so
Favre
big
fans.
Had you had social media. You'd have been in the Pro Football Hall of Fame by now.
Well,
you would have been as
this.
Big as
it'd be
Deion.
Hard knocks every year up there. If we
you would have been as big as Deion Sanders if you had social media.
Yeah, this guy's crazy. Now – Brett Favre fans has never had to defend him. They've never had to, they just say it is what it is. He has more touchdowns than anybody, he has more wins than anybody, and he has more interceptions than everybody. But Aaron Rodgers fans, they would flip it and twist it and attack you more than you've ever seen. And I don't know why. I really don't understand why.
I feel like a lot of it was when you defended Brett, it was never as much as on-field stuff. Like, you knew what he was going to do on the field. It was always more like you defended the things off of the field. And, like,
well,
with Aaron.
See,
but, like, that's just human nature stuff. That's
well,
just,
I mean, again,
happen.
People are the president for that. He ain't
right.
morally your pre, just
yeah,
the president.
No doubt.
I ain't morally trying to be like the guy. I just like some of the guy's policies. It's same thing with Brett. I love
Brett
him
Favre.
On the field, but I ain't trying to be him off the field. See, I'm trying to be your guy on and off and
on
keep
and
me
off.
Accountable. Call me up, holler at me. But my thing with Aaron Rodgers, people think he's condescending, he's arrogant, he's this, but you don't even know that. You're going by some, you may not even know that.
Right, you've never yeah. even, yeah, same,
I,
yeah. I,
1,000% you know, it's just
yep.
a perception. He has to get that off of him. He has to do what you and Steve said. He has to go be MVP. That'll quiet everybody up. I don't think he need to be MVP. Just get your team in the playoffs.
And then we can start having the conversations again.
If he gets this team into the playoffs, people are going to say he's above Brett Favre.
People are going to be jumping for joy. But there are also the people, though, like Steve said, the Brett Favre fans that will never really go on to the Aaron Rodgers side of, well, he's supposed to be in the playoffs. He's always supposed to be in the playoffs. Always supposed to be in the playoffs. Whether it's right or wrong, there will be those folks.
It might be.
But perception is reality, and reality is when Leroy Butler tells you to do something, he means it, and he's going to put his stamp on approval like Uptown Motors.
Hey, I tell you what, guys. I found out what kind of red it was. It was just red.
It was just red. It wasn't even like the metallic red, the specialty red.
But the one I got now, the other one I sold was metallic.
Was metallic red.
This
okay.
one I wanted to say was candy apple red. What? We don't have
what
candy
kind of vehicle
apple.
Is it?
It's to say F-150, but it's a, this one is a sport.
Oh.
F-150.
Goes fast.
Oh, so you're cruising.
I think it just looks a little bit more, got a little bit more gadgets.
Well, why don't you let me take the keys and I'll see how fast it can go.
I'm going to have to pass on that.
Take it down Great Lakes Dragway, baby.
That's what I was saying.
Grab it.
What's up.
We'll get Gilbert Brown down here in his vehicle. You and your F-150. Yes. Let's do this.
That
Labor Day weekend at Great Lakes Dragway.
John, that's them talking, not me. Listen. F-150, America's best-selling truck for years and years and years. And again, I've got the F-150 Sport. They have another all different kind of lines. If you want like leather interior, I like a little cloth. I like that a little bit better because I like, you know, I don't want to get in. I just, leather just didn't.
You want to move into it a little bit. You want it to fit into you.
It's nice. Yeah, I get a little dark interior, things of that nature because I have kids. But I'm telling you guys, 24 miles per gallon, I filled up once. I'm telling you, I'm still riding on that tank, and I really appreciate that. Because you think about it, the gas prices are coming down, but you want to drive in a truck that drives like a car. And that's what the F-150 does for you. Let me tell you where you can get it from. Go to UptownMotors.com for you millennials that love to stay on the internet. Get off of Facebook for a minute. Get off of Instagram. Go to UptownMotors.com and tell the guys, I want to test drive it. I hear Leroy talking about this F-150. Let me find out, because my wife has this other vehicle. I want to just compare it. Listen, if you want to tow 12,000 pounds, this is the truck for you. If you want 0% for 72 months, Uptown Ford is your place. Now think about that. For 72 months, 0%, they have all kind of great other used cars. Again, they do Lincolns and all of that, but I absolutely love my F-150. And if you buy one, tell them Leroy Butler sent you. I'm going to give you, air quotes, give you a Leap watch.
Okay? There it is.
Got it from my guy.
Why did you say air quotes?
Well, you know, I say give you. Because people say, You don't give me anything. You probably got it tied up. No, we don't.
No.
We don't do that. Just going to give it to you. Yeah. It all works out.
That's amazing.
Matter of fact.
That's amazing.
I'm feeling generous. What's that word?
Generous.
Yeah, that word too.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your choice of a signed jersey or a watch. It's up to you. If you already got it, because a guy bought one the other day.
Nick Collins one?
Stop, Steve.
You didn't say what kind of jersey.
I'm going to call Logan on
you. I'm just asking, what kind of jersey are we talking about?
I'm Logan come and kick 36. You with his Giannis shoes.
Whose jersey are we talking about?
It's mine, fool.
Oh, your jersey? Yeah. Packer jersey or Florida State jersey?
See? Horny Brook. That's what it is. Listen.
Ain't nobody want that.
I got it. It's coming, Steve.
You got
it's
it on order.
It's coming.
You
it's
aren't
coming.
Wearing no Hornibrook jersey.
Tell
in
your
salesperson,
salesman, a sales young lady, you want a jersey or a watch. It's your choice. It's your choice. You buy two, you get both of them.
Pink or green or white.
Just buy F-150. That's Uptown Motors today. Highway 100 by Mayfair Mall.
Great Lake Dragway, pick a lane, Webby's Big Show here on The Fan.
Been
Leap 36, Leroy Butler. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app, guys, right now, today.
How your mom doing? I love her.
She's doing all right. She's hanging out.
Good.
And I love his mom, but this is not about his mom. This is about his girl right now.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
I love his
mom,
dad, but this is about his girl. His girl, and he don't deserve his girl. No, he doesn't.
He don't deserve her.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't appreciate her for how
me.
I don't know.
He doesn't appreciate her. First of all, she's a huge Disney dork, has an annual pass to Disney World, so she's always going to Disney World with her.
So that's
family,
the only reason why you like her.
Oh, no, there's more. So that was one of the reasons I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and here he sits here with me. There's no way I'd be sitting right there if I were you right now.
Yeah, he all of a sudden just sit down, didn't he?
Now, his girl is gone again on another. She takes more vacations than anybody I know.
It's
now
incredible.
She's on vacation again in Waco, Texas.
Good for her.
Do you know what's in Waco, Texas? Anthony Mandela knows what's in Waco.
I know what's in Waco.
Hold on. Oh. Go ahead, Mandela.
Magnolia Farms.
Magnolia Farms from the TV show Fixer Upper. right? Okay. And you can see they have their own line of stuff in Target and stuff. And they have a bed and breakfast that they designed on the show. It was going to be a house flip, but they decided to keep it as a bed and breakfast.
I don't do bed and breakfast.
Guess who's staying in the bed and breakfast?
Who?
His girl and her family. Yeah. And they're sending him pictures and videos from it.
It's just amazing.
Well, you got to work.
Not for that. Nope.
It's an HGTV show. Like, I understand it.
You find those when you just
flip through. You know what, Chip and Joanna?
Dude, I can't say I've ever really watched Fixer Up.
If you're flipping through 3 in the morning as a rerun, you may see
it. Dude, it's funny. One of Kay's friends went down there last year, I think it was, or whatever, and they were out at a restaurant.
Right.
Or at a bar. It was a bar. They were out at a bar having drinks or whatever else, and they pulled up Mike Clemens, Justin Timberlake, and kind of did the whole phone thing and took a picture of them sitting at another
now
table.
That's funny. See, now, I'm like, if I'm going to watch HGTV, I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio. So I don't
know. No one's listening. Go ahead.
If I'm going to watch HGTV, and that's a big if, there's like one show, I'm not interested in them tearing things down and then rebuilding the house because I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't.
Call J&J.
Feel my hands, Stevie.
I'm not touching your hands.
These are soft hands.
That's good.
I don't use hammers. I don't know how to use a drill.
You have no calluses or nothing?
No, these are soft hands.
You either?
Me neither.
Soft hands. I'm not here grabbing a jackhammer, laying any brick.
I'm calling Jason.
I'm calling somebody, and I'm going to walk. I like the ones where they walk up to these beautiful houses, and they're like, you know what? I think I'm going to go with that one. Now, that's cool to me.
I like to watch Cribs. I ain't trying to build one.
I'd rather watch you buy a $500,000 house than build one.
Yes. Like, we just found a new show, Mountain Mamas. We just found that one.
Whoa.
That one's based in...
That might be a category, Steve. Yeah, I don't that's think what you that's... can talk about that.
That one's based in Montana. And in fact, there was the only reason
Montana
we discovered was
TVs?
There was a show, and it's a couple from Wisconsin's moving out to Montana, and they redid this entire log cabin.
That's not really Montana, cuz that's Iowa.
Montana. Big Sky Country. Mountain Mamas.
Well, tell your mama I say hello. I love her.
Thank you. Absolutely.
She still got the store over there in Bayshore.
In Bayshore Town Center, selling fruit, slinging it out of edible arrangements, having a lot of fun.
I got about 5 arrangements there before.
It always works out.
Some of the fruit was missing. Wasn't my fault.
Yeah, that was my fault. Sorry. That's what happens when I would deliver. It's the 13th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing. Benefiting Give Kids the World. Could you imagine?
Where's my fruit, fool?
Why is this thing?
It wasted.
Why is this thing open? Coming up September 25th, the beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. It's your chance to golf with guys like us from The Fan or other local celebrities. And just $125 gets you a day of golf. It gets you a fan shirt. It gets you a drink after the 18th
hole. Who I played with last year, Steve? What's the guy? Electric people?
Current Electric. Those are my guys. They did all the electric in our basement. They did a great job.
Yeah, I think I played with them last year.
They did electric in Bill's new house, too, I think. Yeah, those are great guys. Current Electric, the best.
Oh, no doubt. And you can get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Perkins, Robert's Specialty Meats, and Saz's.
I'll be ready.
Lord have mercy for the Saz's for dinner. And get all the details. Sign up today at 1057FMTheFan.com. Louie is in Franklin. He's up on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane.
Louie, what's up, man? What's up, my brother?
Good afternoon, boys. Great show as always. I think I can allude, you know, I can put some clarity on this Aaron versus Brad thing. But
yeah, come on with
overall, he's elite. Whatever tier you want to put him in based on, I think Pro Football Focus used the last 3 years. I believe I read that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, 4 of his last 5 years, he's had what I'll consider to be performance-altering injuries, calf, shoulder, knee. Those are pretty critical to a quarterback. There's not 5 guys you want, you know, in a game with something on the line rather than Aaron Rodgers.
Why he only won 6 games then?
Well, he was hurt.
So if you're hurt, then you can't be. Okay.
Performance altering injury type of thing.
Sure.
Sounds like
so
a pass.
I'm in the minority, and I'll use the Seattle game as the example. I'm in the minority that thinks Brett was on one extreme with his I don't care if I turn it over. And Leroy, you could probably speak to that. I think I've heard you several times say, you know, you went to him after he threw his second or third pick, and he said, I might throw 3 more.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I think Aaron is on the other side of the spectrum to the same degree. I think he's overprotective. I think he plays out there because of he doesn't want to turn the football over, which is not a negative attribute. But, you know, Seattle is an example. We look at Ha-Ha missing coverage and Bostic with the onside kick and a fake punt. We look at all these other things. And I'm going to tell you right now, if he plays marginally better, they win that game going away. And that's really, for me, what it boils down to with a difference is, yeah, Brett may rip your heart out, but at least you know he's going to try to take that shot and make that throw. And it may not end up, but 80 to 85% of the time it's going to end up the way it's supposed to, and you're going to have a positive play. I mean, people think about it. Brett's worst playoff game, I think it was a 54 quarterback rating or 55. Aaron's game in that, Aaron's, you know, ledger in that playoff game against Seattle was 56. One completion better with a third of the interception. You know, I don't know a lot of elite quarterbacks that are going to avoid half of the field because of an early interception, even when, it, you know, Sherman's arm's dragging on the ground.
Sure.
And that's really, for me, he's a 70 career passer in the NFC title game. So, yeah, their defense has not been great. Yeah, some of his weapons haven't been great.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's where you make your money. And I don't think he's dropped off significantly, but I think we're seeing late-age Dan Marino with Aaron Rodgers, where he's not going to lose the ability to throw the ball. He's going to be arguably the best passer of the football in NFL history. He's a top 10 quarterback ever. But I think his health, even when he plays, will prevent him from sustaining that MVP caliber play for an entire season. And I think that's what you saw with Marino down the stretch, is injuries prevented him from staying and maintaining that level for an entire year. And I heard you guys talking about, man, Ryan, dude, go look up what he did last year. His year last year was better than his MVP year.
Yeah, maybe Tosh don't like him.
Yeah, no, I just don't like him. Appreciate
it's an eye test with Matt
Ryan.
It's
straight eye test with Matt Ryan for me. Yeah. I see him and I see 12 other quarterbacks.
He didn't get the ball to Julio Jones in the red zone, but that's not his fault. The coaches didn't call plays for him. But the guy get to a Super Bowl, has a lead on Tom Brady.
28-3 lead.
And couldn't get it done.
28-3 lead. And it's not only because I had the Falcons. Like, let's throw that disclaimer in there as well. I mean, it definitely hampered it as well. But, I mean, come on, dude. A 28-3 lead? Just get the ball to Julio Jones.
You remember at one point they had this whole stigma over Aaron Rodgers couldn't win close games or 3 points. Remember that
game? Oh, yeah.
And, you know, even if the defense is winning. But when you're talking about quarterback, that's the one position that you're going to get criticized for whatever reason. And you got to be a man and handle it. Just handle it. Just go out there and you just win games. You got nothing to worry about. Everybody got your back. Just go play. And you don't have to defend everything. Let us defend some of that stuff. And let the fan base defend some of that stuff.
Yeah, let them do it and come to your defense.
We'll
you don't
jump
have
in
to.
The people mentioned.
Right.
You ain't got to do that.
You don't have to pull a KD and get a couple of burner accounts to do it.
Right.
We'll
take
do
the high
it.
Road. We'll take the low road. Trust me. Michelle Obama told us how to do that, okay? That ain't with sports. No, they go low. We go lower.
We're going to go even lower. Wendy's Big Show, you're on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. A Packers player, a big-time free agent, basically is now free. We'll fill you in next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, and I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, hanging out with you on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Coming up at 6 o'clock, I'll have the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on deck show for you here on The Fan. After the game, it's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Brewers and Cardinals. Brewers need this one tonight. Need it so badly. Adrian Hauser following up his best start of his young career. 7 innings of one-run ball in D.C. He'll go up against Adam Wainwright tonight. Right now, bringing some of the conversation we had with Ross Tucker, our Radio.com Sports NFL insider. Also the host now on Radio.com Sports The Radio.com app, a new podcast coming up from 7 to 10 a.m., a live podcast you can check out Home and Home with Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker on the Wendy's Big Show. First off, wanting to know something that's very near and dear to my heart.
Who are the Milwaukee Admirals?
The Milwaukee Admirals, Ross. Actually, you're talking to the game night host of the Milwaukee Admirals, a minor league hockey team in town.
AHL.
We are hashtag MilHockey.
Oh, that's awesome. So I live in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
And I have season tickets to the Hershey Bears.
Well, then you could see them play the Admirals.
I love it. I have second row seats. Actually, my father-in-law, but I use him a decent amount. second row seats right next to the opposing penalty box. And honestly, it's the biggest deal in central Pennsylvania. Like, they sell out over 11,000 a night. It's a great atmosphere.
That's
great
awesome.
Place. And honestly, I can't tell the difference between those guys and the NHL guys. It's a bunch of, like, 18 to 24-year-old Canadian and European dudes flying around. They look good to me. And I always offered the dude in the penalty box a sip of my beer. They never take it, but the guys usually wink at me, and they're like, man, I wish. But it's pretty awesome. I've explained to my daughters that they're on timeout. It's pretty hilarious, actually.
So that means
you guys had an AHL team. That's awesome.
So that means, Ross, you married well then, huh?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. My father-in-law has a propane business, so he's got four seats in the second row.
There we go.
For the propane biz, and I got to tell you, there's not a sport in the world that there's that much of a difference between watching on TV and live.
For sure.
No doubt.
Hockey, TV hockey, I'm just not that into. Hockey in person is amazing. I mean, they look like they're not, their skates aren't even touching the ice. They're flying around, and it's just a great, great product. I love it. I love AHL. That's cool. I just heard right before we came back from break about Milwaukee Admirals. I was like, who's that?
Well, you're ever in Milwaukee, you know where to find us, and then I'll make sure you have the best time at the Milwaukee Admirals and Hershey Bears game.
And they play Hershey, so you can see them there, right there,
no doubt about it.
Your own ice. They may take your beer.
I love it.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we would. All the players I know would definitely take at least a sip, and probably do a little bit closer to what Baker Mayfield did with the beer at the Cleveland Indians game. Ross, right now, let's talk about those quarterbacks, and the one on the Green Bay Packers isn't as good at chugging beer, but he's looking for a bounce back year, and Matt LaFleur offense that a lot of people have some question marks as to how he's going to adapt in the new offense.
Well, I think everybody does. And let me just say this to start, right? That chug by Aaron, that was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. It was 1,000%.
It was
egregious.
And let me just tell you, I'm from Pennsylvania, but I tell people all the time, if I had to live somewhere else, it would be Wisconsin, because I believe wholeheartedly in your four food groups of brats, beer, ice cream, and cheese. And to have the quarterback of the Packers, the Green Bay Packers, I mean, hopefully it was a spotted cow or something, but for him to be that bad at chugging a beer, I don't know, man. That would affect how I blocked for him. It really would.
Well, he had to be dairy-free. And he's dairy-free. That hurts too.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is not Brett Favre.
No, he's not. Yeah. Favre would be more like Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to have a bounce-back year. I think their offensive line will be better. I am a little bit intrigued, though, with what happens with LaFleur in this offense. There aren't a lot of situations like this where I don't even know if LaFleur is older than Aaron Rodgers, but I guess I do wonder how much Aaron really respects what LaFleur has accomplished. You know, we've all read the stories and heard the reports. Aaron is very bright, and he does not have a lot of patience for people, from what I've been told, that aren't on his level in that regard. So I really hope they get off to a good start, and I hope they get off to a good start. Otherwise, I guess I just wonder, because it's not like LaFleur is coming in with some, like, spotless track record, right? I mean, what has he really done? He was the OC of a bad Titans offense for 1 year. It's kind of a bizarre hire to me still. Now, maybe they'll come out and average 40 points a game. Who knows? I just wonder how much Rodgers respects a guy with such a limited track record.
That is the key, is that relationship and how that goes going forward. The running game is something that Matt LaFleur really wants to emphasize in Green Bay, something that really hasn't been emphasized in Green Bay really all that much during the McCarthy era. Some blame Rodgers for idling out of running plays and going to passing plays, whatever the case may be. But if it's going to be the running game in Green Bay, a lot of people think it's going to be Aaron Jones being that guy. How much do you like him?
I like him a lot when he's healthy. Yep. I mean, I think he's clearly the most dynamic guy they have. And every time you watch him in a game, you're like, man, that guy's good. I remember even his rookie year, I called a bunch of Packers games and thought, wow. I mean, I was very impressed. Although, in fairness, I thought Jamal Williams had a couple good games that year too. But Aaron Jones just seems like he has a different gear than Jamal Williams did. But it seems like he's always banged up or the suspension or whatever. I just don't know if he's a guy that you can really rely on or count on. And I think that's what they're going to try to test this year. I do know, though, that LaFleur's background, you know, being with the Redskins, with Mike and Kyle Shanahan, being with Sean McVay, being in Atlanta with Kyle Shanahan, they put a heavy, heavy emphasis on under center, bootlegs, play action, and making the run game go and making the play action look like the run game. So all those things are tied in. I can tell you, as a former offensive lineman, they really put their offensive lineman in a very good position with all the boots, all the outside zone stuff, and then the play action off of it. There is absolutely the potential for them to have a heck of a year if Aaron really buys in, and if the line can get that run game going on a consistent basis. Holy cow, Aaron Rodgers could have a huge year with throws deep down the field.
That's Ross Tucker joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, our radio.com sports NFL insider.
Why he had to put in if Aaron buys in?
Well, if, you know, hey, we've been talking about that a lot.
It's some buy in.
Maybe it's a little bit of an if. Maybe it's a little bit of an if. What is not an if is what you should be doing this weekend, and that's drinking. I'm going to tell you that right now. You should be drinking a Bofording. You should be drinking in the Boff. This summer, guys, Bofording Beer encouraging you to drink in the Boff with their 100% all-natural beer. It's made of three ingredients, just three. Fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's it. No artificial flavors, no additives, just beer made with a commitment to quality. You'll notice the difference, guys, superior ingredients make immediately, whether you're drinking the crisp pilsner, the flagship beer, the smooth triple ale, which is 8% alcohol by volume, or the balanced bruin at 7.2, thanks to Bofording's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality. All of its brews give you the full flavor with a crisp, clean finish. You can drink in the Boff at places like Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Cafe Bavaria, or the Nomad and Sport Club. And if you'd rather drink in the Boff in the comfort of your own home, grab a six-pack of Total Wine and More consumer beverage. Or if you're on the way to the Brewers game down in Miller Park, stop over at Fourth Base. They are now also a place where you can drink in the Boff. And let me know when you start drinking in the Boff with a picture at Bill Schmidt Radio. Tweet me, use the hashtag Bofording Bill, and go all natural and drink in the Boff this summer with Bofording Beer. 414-799-1250, the phone number. Wendy's Big Show wraps things up before Brewers and Cardinals here on The Fan next. All right, just a couple of more minutes left. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Leap 36, Leroy Butler. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's here as well. And Leroy, before we get out of here, I have to get your explanation of this. So this is from Jeff Passan of ESPN. Okay. Major League Baseball, in a memo, warned players about the, quote, very real risk of over-the-counter sexual enhancement pills. Okay. Over the last, that at least two players have been suspended for. Mm-hmm. The memo obtained by ESPN warns that these products are often contaminated with prohibited and unsafe ingredients, and that the players are subject to discipline even if they are inadvertently ingesting a banned substance. Now, this came up with Golden Tate, mm-hmm. right? Like, this has been
Right.
You can't make this stuff up, right? Like, so if you're in the NFL,
you're trying to get this girl pregnant,
and you're trying to say, like, hey, guys, I didn't do this knowingly.
Right.
I'm trying to get an enhancement pill. That you don't say that and be lying about it.
Well, listen, happy life, happy wife.
Right.
Yeah. So I'd rather have a happy home.
I don't know what the benefits are of it as far as from a playing perspective. I mean, you guys talked about caffeine pills and all this other stuff.
Up. Oh man, yeah, it definitely gets you hyped up. That's for sure.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if there is that same effect.
I'm not making any of that kind of stuff up. Benny's Big Show back tomorrow at 2.
I'm going to ask Joe Freeman.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.